morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Monday, August 14th, 2017. We have 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we can expect north winds 10 to 15 knots today, wind waves from the north 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, northwest swell 6 feet at 9 seconds, and patchy fog early in the morning. And today we're going to talk about the California Maritime Academy training ship, the Golden Bear. She's at Pier 1 in Astoria. I'll be interviewing some crew members on board later today, but I can tell you a little bit about that ship right now. But first, before we do that, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, 8 in the Astoria anchorage, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Port Kenny. She's arriving from Brazil, headed for Longview's anchorage. She's going there to pick up a cargo of pet coke. She'll pass Astoria around noon and arrive in Longview around 3:30 p.m. The Atlantic Highway, you might have a guess from her name what's on that ship. She's arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the Port of Portland. Toyota's there, brand new Toyota's on board. She'll pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. and arrive at the Port of Portland by about 9:30 p.m. The Tientsin is arriving from Sacramento, California, headed for Portland. She's going to a berth that handles scrap metal to a facility there. And she'll pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m., maybe arriving in Portland around 5:30 a.m. on obviously Tuesday. And scrap metal, when you see a scrap metal cargo like that, makes me think of the barges that come down from Puget Sound in general in this area, carrying things like crushed cars. So the crushed cars go to the scrap metal facility in Portland, where they get chopped into little pieces and put on ships for, like this one, to be taken to Asia to use in to be recycled and used to make things like cars. So recycling that steel. Next inbound is the Ocean Adventure, arriving from offshore, headed for the Crims Island anchorage, which is upriver before Longview. She'll be waiting there for a bit, and she'll eventually go to Longview to pick up wheat. But she'll pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m. and go to the Crims Island anchorage by about 1:30 p.m. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Altair Sky, headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat. She will be leaving around 11 a.m., arriving in Vancouver around 5 p.m. The Prabhu Mexicao is headed for Portland to pick up wheat, leaving around 10 p.m., and you might see her in Portland by about 4 p.m. At the Port of Astoria, the training ship, the Golden Bear, is there. In the anchorage offshore, we have the Elsa Oldendorf. We have the Clipper Isabella, the Santa Cruz, the Midland Sky, and the Amadeus, all awaiting orders offshore in the anchorage. So lots of ship-watching opportunities there. In our outbounders, we have the articulated tug and barge rig, the Pride. She's leaving Portland carrying petroleum. She's a tanker, but an articulated tug and barge rig, meaning a tug that fits into a notch in the rear of a specially designed barge. The tug is specially designed as well. This requires fewer crew than a ship, and it is much more controllable than a tug and barge tow when the barge and tug are at sea. She'll be leaving Portland around 2 a.m. and will pass Astoria outbound around 8 a.m. The Sheila Ann is leaving Rainier at the U.S. Gypsum plant there. She's departing around 10 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1:30 p.m. And she is very interesting, these ships that carry gypsum. They have a very unusual self-loading and unloading system that's kind of unique. The ship came to us from Mexico and will most likely turn right when she gets out of the Columbia River and head up north to Puget Sound. The Vijayanagar is leaving Kalama today. She's our next outbounder carrying wheat, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. The Sage Colorado is heading out of Portland with soda ash on board. That means she's leaving the Port of Portland, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And that soda ash, very ubiquitous cargo, used for lots and lots of things. I've said many times on the Ship Report that soda ash is so widely traded worldwide that it is considered an economic indicator of the global economy. Well, at the Port of Astoria today, we have a unique vessel. She was here for the Astoria Regatta. She's still in town, and I'm going to get to go on board in a little over an hour from now and interview people on board about that ship, and I'll share that with you tomorrow on the Ship Report. But I've got some information about her that I got from the folks at the Maritime Academy, and I thought I'd share it with you. We've had some other training vessels in Astoria for various things, usually perhaps the Rose Festival and other events. We've had the Coast Guard training tall ship here, the Eagle, and we've also had the Canadian sailing vessel that comes in sometimes for the regatta, where they train people on board ship. And part of what the purpose of this is to teach cadets how to operate a vessel, but also how to work together. Now, the Golden Bear is not a sailing vessel. She's a motorized vessel, kind of in the vein of the type of ship that cadets would end up serving on if they became mariners, professional mariners, when they do, because they're going to a maritime academy with the outcome to be to work as professionals in the maritime industry and also including officers on ships. Now, the Golden Bear is the Golden Bear III. She's the third training ship with that name from the academy. She's about 500 feet long, and she draws about 30 and a half feet of water. That puts her in kind of the ballpark of the size ships that tend to come into the Columbia here. She was built originally for the U.S. Navy. A lot of ships are repurposed in this world, and this is one of them. She was built as a hydrographic survey vessel originally to map the deep ocean floor, and she was, at the time she was built, the largest and fastest oceanographic ship ever at that time. She's actually the fourth largest and largest training ship that California Maritime Academy has ever had, and the third to carry the name Golden Bear. She's sometimes nicknamed the Square Bear because of her unique profile. So on board this vessel are students, cadets as they're called. They are college students. They are going through a course of training that is comparable to a college education. It is maritime focused. You can have various different majors that will take you into different parts of the maritime industry. But basically, the cadets on board are responsible while they're on the ship for running the ship, including navigating and driving it, repairing and overseeing the engines, and maintaining the vessel the same way that the people on board the ships who come in, the other ships that come in here, the cargo ships, have people on board doing all those things. And so it's a kind of an on-the-job training for these students. But it is also a school, because during the cruise, cadets continue to attend classes and learn and practice what they have learned in a real-time situation. So this is a very unusual vessel. I'm really excited to be able to go on board and interview them. California Maritime Academy, by the way, is one of six state maritime academies around the nation, and it is the only one located on the Pacific Coast. It serves not just California, but also Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, as well as students from many other states. And I've had a few listeners email me and tell me that they may have relatives on board who are students at the Maritime Academy, and I know at least a few people around these parts who graduated from Cal Maritime. So I'm really excited about this, to have this opportunity to do an interview, and I will share with you tomorrow on The Ship Report. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Stay with us.